You would think that safety on the roads is something that everybody could easily agree on, but a new report from the National Research Council suggests disagreement over just how much enforcement people will tolerate. Europeans, it turns out, are willing to accept traffic safety measures that would make Americans unhappy, and that may have something to do with why traffic fatalities are declining faster in Europe than they are in the United States. NPR's Joe Palca takes a look.
The good news is that traffic fatalities have been declining in recent years in America, but, and you knew there was going to be a but, Indiana University's Clinton Oster says the reason for the decline is something few are happy about, the economy.
Whenever the U.S. goes into recession, highway fatalities drop.
Because fewer people are on the roads.
And then when you get the economic recovery, highway fatalities come back up. So I think that the declines for the past couple of years are probably mostly recession-caused and therefore probably mostly temporary.
Oster is the chairman of a committee convened by the National Research Council to examine why traffic fatalities are going down faster in Europe than they are in this country. The bottom line is fairly clear.
It's not that they have technologies that we don't have. It's that they use them more extensively, and they manage their highway safety programs more intensely and better than we do.
Take the rather low-tech solution of requiring motorcycle riders to wear helmets.
All the countries we looked had mandatory helmet laws, and the trend in the U.S. has been rolling back mandatory helmet laws.
And that trend isn't restricted to helmet laws. Other safety measures are also under assault. In Houston, Michael Kubosch led an effort in the last election to rid the city of cameras designed to catch people running lights. A successful effort.
The citizens believed us, and they believed it wasn't about safety. They believed it was about money, and they stood with us and they voted it.
Kubosch says the city just wanted the revenue from the traffic tickets they were able to write. But safety experts say traffic tickets aren't written for everybody, just people who break the law.
We've sort of lost track of the fact that the real victims of red light running aren't the red light runners or the people they're running into.
Adrian Lund is president of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
There is a segment of the population that seems to feel that they have the right to violate speed laws and run red lights without getting caught.
Lund says another approach to reducing deaths is frequent roadside sobriety checks. The report says such checks are common in Europe, and rules there are generally stricter about blood alcohol levels. Lund says enforcing existing laws here would help a lot.
Just doing that could probably save 8,000 to 9,000 lives each year.
Lund is hoping that instead of random roadside testing, the future may hold a technological fix, cars that simply can't be started by an intoxicated driver. The report also suggests that changing the way we construct new roads in this country could also save lives. Report author Clinton Oster says we'd do well to replace intersections with roundabouts or traffic circles.
Those have been shown both in the U.S. and elsewhere to be very effective at reducing fatalities and injuries at intersections.
Right, because you have to slow down.
Yeah, and the kinds of accidents you might get in a roundabout are more sort of minor collision, people going in basically the same direction. They tend not to produce injuries or fatalities.
And if you can get people going basically in the same direction, you can get all kinds of things done. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.